We're joined now on the air by Tom Jensen, who is the director of public policy polling based out of Raleigh. Publicpolicypolling.com is the website if you want the latest numbers. Tom, thanks for joining us.
Hey, Aaron. Good to be with you.
So I was going to ask about where Donald Trump's approval rating stands after all of this, but I've already looked that up. A whole bunch of polls have come out, and the numbers really haven't changed very much between last week and this. They're still sort of hovering in the mid-30s up to 40. And I kind of can't be too surprised by that, because the people who support Donald Trump now have supported him through many, many more controversial comments than this. So the fact that this isn't really changing much of anything isn't that big of a surprise. So moving past that, what I want to ask you about and get your insights on, because a lot of the people who support Donald Trump, not all of them stand expressly with white supremacists, hashtag not all Trump supporters. They support him for a bunch of different reasons, and people who oppose Donald Trump would stand with the white supremacists. And there's a lot of moving parts here. So what do we know about public opinion and race? What do Americans think about race? How prevalent or pervasive is racism in American society? And what can public opinion polling tell us about that that we might not get from the news?
Well, I think that people do think that there's a lot of racism in America, but what's sort of complicated is sort of where people think that racism is. For instance, there's been national polling that shows that Trump people think that there's a racism problem in America, but they think that the greatest amount of racism is against white people. And that's why you had this discussion last month about possibly having some sort of task force to look into the issue of discrimination against white people in college admissions. So there really is a significant sort of mass of people who think, yeah, there's a racism problem, but it's racism against white people. Of course, African Americans and Latinos think that there's a big race problem too, but they are feeling that racism, I think, more starkly themselves than these, Trump voters who are kind of claiming racism against white people. And speaking to that issue you were talking about everything that's happened in the last week not really hurting Trump, we had done a national poll in June asking people how they felt about monuments to the Confederacy. And overall, we found that 42% of voters nationally supported public memorials to the Confederacy, 35% were opposed, 23%. Not sure one way or the other, so relatively closely divided. But among Trump voters, there was 70% support for public memorials to the Confederacy and only 15% opposition. So when Trump sort of coming on and tweeting about how important these memorials to the Confederacy are, that's something where he's not going to lose anybody because his base is firmly with him on that.
And sort of going along those lines and sort of moving down that road, you mentioned polling numbers on what Americans think about sort of the presence and the prevalence of racism. What do we know from public opinion polls about the extent of racism in American society? How many Americans are willing to express racist views to a public opinion pollster?
Well, we did a poll last year where we found that about 20% of Trump voters said that they inherently thought whites were superior to other races. And we're doing a national poll this weekend that I think is going to be really interesting to delve into some of these things. We're going to ask people, what do you think is the single group that's discriminated against the most, both along religious lines and along racial lines? We're sort of going to probe people's feelings about the Confederacy. We're going to see how they feel about Black Lives Matter as opposed to neo-Nazis. And I have a feeling that there's going to be some pretty stunning sort of results from what we get out of this, because I think one thing that's been an overarching theme of what helped Trump become so popular and what helped him maintain his support through controversy after controversy after controversy is in that field of 17 people who were running for the Republican nomination for president, he was the only candidate who was actively trying to tap into sort of those racist views and saying that he thought it was okay, almost actively encouraging it, that kind of thing. So it's going to be really interesting to me to see the extent to which when we get some more detailed polling back about it, the events of the last week have sort of emboldened people who have these kinds of feelings, because any previous president would have said this is really bad, and Trump's, you know, obviously not really said that this is really bad. And I think that's a message to a lot of people that they can be more comfortable coming forward with some of these sort of more white supremacist views. But definitely it's something that was already there and that he sort of legitimized to some extent. And we saw that repeatedly with the polling about the birther movement, which basically tried to delegitimize a black president. That's the issue that got Trump the Republican nomination for president, because about half of Republicans thought that, and there was one Republican saying that it was fine to think about that, and there were 16 Republicans saying it wasn't fine to think that. And when you sort of think about how that pie is going to shake out, it shook out pretty well for the one person who was legitimizing those views.
Speaking with Tom Jensen again, publicpolicypolling.com is the website for PPP if you want the latest numbers from them. Again, survey just a week ago of North Carolina voters that you can check out as well. You mentioned this in the context of the birther movement, which has been going on for some years. Trump certainly has been a major, major public figure. I mean, obviously going back to the 80s, but really like in the news on a daily basis for the last couple of years, ever since he declared his candidacy back in the summer of 2015. So not even just in the last week with this, but if the comments that Trump has been making over that two-year period have been emboldening white supremacists or have been changing people's minds, presumably we'd see those numbers kind of moving over the last 2 years. So have we seen more people supporting or sympathizing with white supremacist statements? Have we seen, obviously we've seen it out in the world, but in terms of public opinion numbers, are we seeing more support for white supremacist views than we saw 2 years ago or 5 years ago or 10?
Yeah, I think so. I mean, some of the specific things we found that I don't think that we would have found in the past are things like in South Carolina last year, we found that a plurality of Republican primary voters came right out and said that they wished that the South had won the Civil War. We found things like people think that Muslims shouldn't even be allowed to practice their religion in this country. And a lot of it's the kind of stuff where I don't necessarily know if you have more people thinking these things than would have been the case in the past, but you have more people feeling comfortable mm-hmm. coming right out and saying it. And I even just sort of experienced that on Twitter on a day-to-day basis after Trump won. You know, people would say, tweet racist stuff at us and that kind of thing, and they'd say, well, we're in charge now, so we, you know, don't have to pretend that we don't think this anymore. We can come right out and say it because Trump came right out and said this kind of stuff and he got elected president, so now we don't have to stay in the shadows and we don't have to be politically correct and that sort of thing. So it's definitely, I think, had a pretty serious impact in terms of sort of emboldening these people and you know, making people feel like they don't have to pretend to be nice to everybody anymore.
What's your sense in how to reverse that? I mean, you've got some people, and I'll count myself among these, who are trying to be as empathetic and kind as possible and emphasize kindness and morality and goodness as much as humanly possible in terms of sort of making that the loudest voice in the room. But then you've got other people who are making an equally compelling argument, I would say, that the way to push back against the rise of sort of vocal white supremacists is to be as loud as possible in the other direction and really push back hard against it. What's your take on what's the most effective strategy there?
I think the most effective strategy is for when people see people they know who hold these kinds of views to try to have non-judgmental conversations with them to sort of show them that they're wrong. I had a family member who is very excited about the Confederacy and was mad that I thought that Silent Sam should be taken down because he sees it as, you know, a sort of Southern heritage thing. But then when I actually like talked to him about this is what was said at the dedication speech for Silent Sam to the people who put it up, it was a symbol of Anglo-Saxon supremacy and it was a a place to brag about horsewhipping a Negro wench and that kind of thing. He actually, sort of came around like, oh, well, I guess that sort of does prove your point. That is pretty bad. And I think that, if you go into conversations with people who you actually know and you have credibility with about these kinds of issues and can try to give them some better historical context, you at least have a better chance than you do, by just sort of talking to everybody who already feels the same way and about, how stupid these dumb racists are. You're not necessarily wrong, but you're not necessarily going to get anybody to think differently by going about it that way either. So it's the same with so much social change. I think it really does just come through sort of one-on-one conversations with credible actors, and you can start to move some people slowly, and that's just the pace this kind of thing goes at.
PublicPolicyPolling.com is the website. Go there and find out more numbers, including the latest survey of North Carolina that came out last week. Tom Jensen, thank you so much.
Thanks, Aaron. Take care.